You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police reported an arrest for disturbing the peace by being intoxicated. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, State Police, and Sibley Police responded to a one-vehicle crash at around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon on Highway 371 south of Sibley near Lakeside High School. No injuries were reported. A 60% chance for showers today, high near 80 with a south wind with gusts to 45 miles an hour. Partly cloudy overnight, low near 61, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly sunny Thursday, high near 80, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance for a shower Thursday night, low 54, northeast wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. 40% chance for showers Friday, high 63, cloudy Friday night, low 55, and that's the forecast. Hearings were held recently in 26th District Court for legal representation. Terry Douglas, battery of a dating partner. Lydell Tell, probation violation. Kenny Tippins, simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling. Joshua Uzzle, various traffic violations. Skylar Elkins, domestic abuse with child endangerment, third offense. Quentin Sadler, fugitive from Houston, Texas. Jennifer Ann Smith, extradition from Ashley County, Arkansas. The unemployment rate in Webster Parish for the month of December was 3.8%, according to the latest figures released by the Louisiana Workforce Commission. The report shows there were 549 persons listed as unemployed in Webster Parish during the month of December. The rate was 3.4% in November, 3.5% in December of 2021. Checking rates for area and neighboring parishes, the rate was 3.4% in DeSoto Parish, 2.7% in Bossier, 3.8% in Caddo, 4.3% in Bienville, 3.3% in Claiborne, 2.8% in Jackson Parish, 3.1% in Lincoln, 3.5% in Natchitoches Parish, 3% in Red River, 3.1% in Sabine Parish, 3.8% in Wynn Parish, 3.3% in Ouachita, 3.6% in Union Parish. The statewide unemployment rate was at 3.3%. Also, the nationwide rate was at 3.3%. Again, the unemployment rate for the month of December in Webster Parish, 3.8%. The deadline is today to submit nominations for the Man of the Year and Woman of the Year awards. Submit nominations to the Minden Lions Club for the Man of the Year, with the Woman of the Year nominations to be submitted to the Young Women's Service Club. The winners will be announced at the upcoming Chamber Awards Gala. That's scheduled for March 28th at the Minden Civic Center. Contact any member of the Lions Club or the Young Women's Service Club to submit nominations. The Piney Hills Louisiana Master Gardeners will hold its Buds and Blooms event this Saturday and will be held at First United Methodist Church. Registration starts at 8:30. Lectures will be from 9 until noon. There will also be door prizes and food. Tickets are $15 per person. Guest speakers include Terry Jacobson, biologist and refuge ranger with Red River National Wildlife Refuge, who will be speaking on landscaping for birds. Also on hand, Billy Hummer of the Hummer & Sons Honey, and Tony and Carol Mullins of Sarepta Brown Cotton. For information, call 318-245-0329. Proceeds from the event will be used for the 4-H Youth Gardening Contest, as well as for 4-H scholarships. Well, sitting for long stretches each day can contribute to heart disease and other negative health outcomes, according to researchers. This month is American Heart Month. LSU Ag Center health educators are encouraging Louisiana residents to sit less, with publications of Sit Less for Better Health. It's a fact sheet filled with helpful tips and illuminating research. Long periods of uninterrupted sitting are associated with many serious health issues, according to a publication by the Ag Center Nutrition Specialists Elizabeth Golub and Daniela Kwan, who recently graduated from LSU with a master's degree in human nutrition. Sitting too much contributes to the development of chronic diseases, for example, type 2 diabetes and some types of cancer. It can also increase depression and anxiety in some. On average, American adults sit for 9.5 hours a day. Kwan and Golub learned in their research with office workers averaging almost 15 hours a day. While most research focuses on the cardiovascular effects of prolonged sitting, sitting too much can also weaken bones because the skeletal system receives less stress. And that says Golub, an assistant professor in the Ag Center School of Nutrition and Food Sciences and a registered dietitian. Sitting for long stretches may also offset the positive effects of exercise. Those who meet the recommended physical activity guidelines but still sit too much are deemed active couch potatoes. You could be someone who exercises daily, someone who runs several miles a day, for instance. But if you're sitting still for more than 8 hours without being interrupted, you could still have the same problems as someone who just sat all day but occasionally got up. The good news is that introducing any amount of standing or activity can help lessen the negative detrimental effects of sitting. If you just do something, that's better than doing nothing. Even if you do a small bit, even if you literally stand every 45 minutes, you're going to be doing something better for yourself. If you stand and move, that's even better. Standing and small amounts of regular movement improve circulation, which will help with all the stiffness that sets in when we sit still because it stimulates muscle contractions and increases blood flow. A few simple alterations can improve a sedentary lifestyle, according to Golub and Kwan. Their recommendations include standing during online meetings or while on the phone. If you're going to talk on your phone, you may as well be pacing back and forth. Walking a little faster. When you're walking, walking more rapidly is more helpful. You don't have to do a power walk. If you could walk at a good pace as opposed to strolling, that would be helpful. Changing your work environment to encourage movement. Put things that you normally need to reach just a little bit too far away. That way you may not stand up every minute, but you'll have to get up and reach over, and that will get you going a little bit. Avoiding email and texting. Even if it's one time a day, go ask questions in person instead of sending an email. It says, I'm consciously trying to stand more because I'm trying to take my eyes off the screen for a few minutes and walk. Items in need at the UKEP office on Miller Street include crackers, powdered milk, cereal, biscuit mix, and cornbread mix. Men's shoes, boots, and tennis shoes also in need. They could also use sheets, pots and pans, bowls and plates, and toiletry items such as deodorant and toothpaste. The UKEP office is open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for food, utility, and rental assistance. Clothing is dispersed on Wednesdays at 204 Miller Street. Funeral services for Evelyn McKinnon are scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning in the Roseneath Chapel. Burial will follow in the Gardens of Memory. A visitation is scheduled for 5 p.m. Thursday and again at 8 a.m. Friday morning in the Roseneath Chapel. Survivors include a daughter, Deborah Mathern, a son, Delvin McKinnon, three sisters, Norma Dowings, Patsy Brandt, and Kay Taverner, brother Larry Stallsworth, eight grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years, from a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles. Pollution exposure and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit wimberlyagency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post.
on AM 1240 KASO.
Leading off, we have wanted a two-bedroom HUD-approved home, and that phone number is 299-2679. Wanted a two-bedroom HUD-approved home. Phone number is 299-2679. They have lost a Siamese cat. Answers to the name Mama. It was last seen around the landfill. Phone number is 763-5313. That's lost a Siamese cat. Answers to Mama. Last seen around the landfill. That phone number is 763-5313. They are looking for a 94 or 95 model Lincoln Town Car for parts. That phone number is 639-7488. Wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Phone number is 639-7488. For sale, a 4x6 utility trailer for $500 at 773-3518. For sale, a 4x6 utility trailer, $500. Phone number is 773-3518. Wanted a microwave at 517-0721. Wanted a microwave. Phone number is 517-0721. For sale, a washer, $150. A coffee table with two lamps for $60. Phone number is 453-0174. That's for sale, a washer, $150. Coffee table with two lamps for $60. The phone number is 453-0174. They have for rent a three-bedroom, two-bath house at 469-9029. For rent, a three-bedroom, two-bath house at 469-9029. For sale, four tires. These are 235-53R18. They're asking $600. Number is 464-6783. That's four tires. They're 235-55R18s. $600 at 464-6783. For sale, an electric dryer for $100 at 401-6979. Electric dryer for sale, $100. 401-6979. Wanted a small car at 4301. Looking for a small car at 4301. They have a 5-foot box blade at 963-0527. Wanted a 5-foot box blade at 963-0527. They have for sale a pellet grill for $1,800. Phone number is 725-9560. For sale, a pellet grill, $1,800 at 9560. Lost a lady's wallet on the Homer Road. If you've by chance found it, call 288-1460. They lost a lady's wallet. It was lost on the Homer Road area. The number is 288-1460. They have for sale a dresser and mirror at 382-5773. For sale, a dresser and mirror, call 382-5773. For sale, an electric water heater and an air conditioner with heating unit and some mobile home doors, all at 205-6520. That's electric water heater and an air conditioner with heating unit, as well as some mobile home doors, all at 205-6520. And they have for sale some dresses size 14 and 16 at 205-6890. Dresses for sale size 14 and 16 at 205-6890.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.